Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in with us on tonight, this 29th day of October 2018. And I know here in Chicago, the weather is jacket weather. It's kind of very chilly, but a little nice at the same time if you're dressed right. Well, we're here on this Monday night. I'm Sharpening Irons, part of Smile 3 Ministries, where I am your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are your hosts on this Monday night service. We are here from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tonight we have a very special guest speaker for tonight, for this fifth Monday of the month. I would ask you all to be preparing to pray for the woman of God that's going to speak and to hold the man of God up in prayer, Minister Brandon Kaiser, who is not going to be available to do the fifth Monday this time around. So before we get into the program, I'm going to see if Minister Sheila is ready to pray with and for us before we hand it over to the hands of our guest speaker that I will be introducing to you momentarily. Minister Sheila, are you prepared and ready to pray for us?
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. I want to start by saying thank you, God, our Father. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, Christ, Lord Jesus. I thank you, and I thank you for another wonderful day of life to praise your name and for you to be given thanks to for another day of life, for another day that I am here to praise and to cherish and to speak of the great Father and Son. Lord, I come unto you as the head of our life, for blessing us for another day, for blessing us with life that we have because of you and only because of you, of your mercy and your love to give us another day that some did not make it, some did not have to say thank you, some is not here, but I thank you for the ones that you did bless and say, my children, here I give and bless you with the love of another day. Lord, I thank you for blessing all of us that we can hear, see, talk, walk. And for those that might not be able to hear, see, talk, and walk, but yet life of love and to be blessed from you. Lord, I give honor to you for blessing us with Apostle Sandra Thomas, a woman of God that have been preaching and teaching your word for as long as I can remember, blessing her with life and strength and knowledge. I thank you for blessing Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, another woman of God who have blessed us to have this ministry to learn and to talk and to teach more of your words among each other. I thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas, a young man of knowledge and wisdom and love and to cherish the words of you. I thank you for blessing Pastor Troy Thomas, another young man of love and wisdom and teaching of knowledge and to help us to understand more of you. I thank you for Minister Brandon, for a young man that have the knowledge and the words and the love and to know how to cherish and to praise you. I thank you for Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, who is to speak the minister of this service to bring us the words and speakers of knowledge and to help and to love and to understand you. I thank you for Dr. Serena Wright, another young lady of much power, of wisdom and knowledge and love of you. I thank you for Elder Kathy Kendall, another young lady that has knowledge and programs and to teach and to understand. I thank you for all my family of blood and of spirit that you have brought me to know and to understand. I thank you for all of my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandson, my nieces, my nephews, my sisters, my brothers, blood and through blood of the spirit of you, God. I thank you to bless the world and to wake up these young, to wake up the men and women of this world, to let them understand we're only life is because of you. We only have what we have is because of you. Do not wake up without saying thanks and giving honor to you. Oh, Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you and I ask you to bless for all the ones that no matter what their problems is it health, finance, or whatever their situation is, to let them understand, give it to you, praise, raise it up to you, and to ask you how to go about it, show them the way to go. Lord, I ask you to fix us all to understand that this cannot be baked. This is one cake that cannot be baked with all the ingredients and the knowledge of you, oh God. I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to bless us all and to send angels to the ones that do not know anything of you to learn of you and to understand we are only here because of you. I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back into your hands, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
Thank you so much for that prayer. I don't know what happened. Okay, I don't know what happened, but the phone just went dead. So I had to call back in. So I'm going to say at this time, thank you, Minister Sheila, for your time, to taking time out to pray for us. And I'm going to see if the woman of God is ready to come on the air. Our guest speaker for tonight is our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. Apostle, are you ready to bring forth the word?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so I will released it to your hand.
Okay, so before we get started, I'm going to play a song that I played on yesterday, and I need for you all to hear these words. I'm going to go back over the words with you, but I need you to hear these words. They're powerful words. They're awesome words.
Oh, when I'm desperate, oh, I can't
Now, how many of us can say not only that that's our testimony, how many of us can say that's what others say when they see us? How many are able to say that when people talk about us, when people think about us, and they're doing it in the integrity of life, not those that are just doing the, you know, some people like to call them haterades, all of that stuff, but that's their assignment. I'm not going to talk about that. But how many people that really love God, that when they talk about you, they say, he or she is all about God. They love God more than their jobs. They love God more than their significant others. They love God more than their house, their car. They love God. Like the song says, help me to want you more than anything. A matter of fact, let's even go over what the exact words of this song is. In the song, Natalie Grant starts off with saying, I know if you wanted to, you could wave your hand. Spare me this heartache and change your plan. I know when he said that you could take my pain away, but even if you don't, I pray, help me want the healer more than the healing. Help me want the savior more than the saving. Help me want the giver more than the giving. Oh, help me want you, Jesus, more than anything. Then the song goes on to say, you know more than anyone that my flesh is weak. You know I give you anything for a remedy. And I'll ask 1,000 more times to set me free today. Oh, but even if you don't, I pray, help me want the healer more than the healing. Help me want the Savior more than the saving. Help me want the giver more than the giving. Help me want you, Jesus, more than anything. Then the song goes on to say, oh, when I'm deaf, my heart is overcome. You know, doesn't it remind you of the word of God when it talks about when my heart is overwhelmed, I go to the rock? That's what that particular verse reminded me of. And then it goes on to say, all that I need you've already done. Doesn't the word of God already tells us that he's already done? We've already finished it. He said it's finished, and he said that it was good. So when Jesus said that it was finished and God said it was good, it was just that. And then the song goes on to say, and when I'm desperate and my heart overcome, all I need, you've already done. Oh, Jesus, help me to want you more than anything. Help me to want you. Help me to want the healer more than the healing. Help me to want the Savior more than the saving. Help me to want the giver more than the giving. Help me want you, Jesus, more than anything. Help me want you, Jesus, more than anything. And remember, at the beginning of the song, it said, but I know when he said that he could take my pain away, but even if you don't, I pray. See, that's that kind of prayer that Jesus said when he said, you know, to take this cup from me. But then he came back and said, no, but not my will, your will be done. This is that same thing with the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were praying to be delivered. they knew when they told the king that even if he doesn't, it doesn't mean that he can't. So we have to know sometimes when we have things before God, it's not that he can't. Sometimes it's just not the time. It's just not the season. Sometimes we're not mature enough. Sometimes there's people around us that all of these blessings are connected to. And sometimes it won't happen in your generation. There's things that our parents prayed for and our parents' parents prayed for that didn't become manifested until the next generation or the next generation. I remember praying for stuff when I was 13 that didn't come to fruition until years later, and I do mean years later, my 40s, my 50s. And so we have to realize that when God knows that he knows that we love him more than what we're asking him for, like we're loving him as the healer more than the healing. We're loving him as the giver more than the giving. We're loving him more as the savior instead of, you know, the saving. We have to get to a point in our lives so we know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt there is nothing, no one, no situation, no circumstances that we love more than God. And sometimes we may think that we love God more than that. But if we would really, really, really do that acid test or that Jesus test or that please examine my heart test and God really showed us what was on the inside of our heart, we would see that we're just doing lip service. We're really not where we think we are. We've really got our, we're talking about the devil bamboozling us. Well, sometimes we bamboozle ourselves. Sometimes we're not being honest with ourselves. Let's read a few scriptures about wealth. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. First, you got to seek God. You got to seek God and his righteousness to have the addition, the multiplication. Deuteronomy 8, 1 through 14, in summation, would say, and if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All of these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. If you obey the voice of the Lord your God, blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground and the fruit of your cattle and the increase of your herds and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. But see, did you hear what it said prior to that? Before all of those blessings, it says, if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord, your God, being careful to do all of his commandments. A lot of people think we don't have to obey God anymore because they've been told that, you know, Jesus knows your heart, and so if you do this or that, you know, God's forgiven you. My word tells us to be quick to repent. The word of God, my word that I read, tells me not to be out there trying to test the Lord, not to be out here trying to, you know, it says to be angry but sin not. There's a whole bunch of people that's not only angry, but they're sinning. There's a whole bunch of people out here practicing sin and making excuses for what they're doing or not doing. You know, there's sins of omission and commission. Many times we're, you know, talking about the fornicator, the liar, the stealer. We're talking about the murderer. We're talking about the adulterer. We're talking about all of that. And we forget that what about that person that they didn't tell a lie by saying something, but they told a lie just by not saying anything. They allowed someone to think something and didn't correct them. What about that person that knew that they were supposed to be a blessing to you, but they decided not to? They decided just not to do it. Well, that's all against charity. Charity is about giving. It's about sowing. It's about reaping. And so a lot of times what we're reaping is not because of what God wants to do for us, because he just talked about how he wants us to be blessed and how he wants us to be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. But sometimes we're not being blessed because we don't realize just how stingy we're being. A lot of times we want to tell God who he can use us to bless. Sometimes God will tell you to bless that person that did you dirt wrong. Oh, God has such a good sense of humor. Sometimes God will tell you to bless that person that you think they don't deserve it, where there's a lot of things that you and I don't deserve either, but God does it for us. It's amazing how sometimes people think, oh, you know, the word of God tells us, you know, that the blessings of the Lord make us one of the rich and add no sorrow, and your blessings will make room for you. Yes, all of that is true. But sometimes we want to decide who that gift is making room for. We want to decide who that blessing is making room for. We want to decide, and why did I say a gift instead of a blessing? Because a gift is a blessing. A blessing is a gift. Because to have a gift from God is to be blessed. To be blessed is to have a gift from God. So that's a whole other story and a message in itself, that we have to understand being blessed is a gift. It's not something that we all, that, you know, we're owed. We don't, God don't owe us. We owe him. So if you're blessed, that's a gift from God. If you have a gift from God, that's a blessing, because some people don't have that. On yesterday, Minister Sheila was praying, and she was talking about praying about how some people wanted what we had and how we wanted what other people had, you know. And it was so amazing because, you know, it not only fell in line with the covetousness of mankind and the jealousy of mankind, but it also fell in line with us not knowing how to abound and how to abase, how to be content in what we have. And sometimes people will try to pervert your contentment and make you think that you can't ask God for a blessing. That's not true. Yes, the word reminds us that we have not because we ask not. But sometimes we're content in that state, in that posture, in that blessing that God gave us 2 years ago, 10 years ago, a decade ago, a century ago. And he's trying to move us to the next place. But see, some people be like, no, you can't, you know, if you do that, if you get too much, you'll leave God. Well, I don't know. I see a lot of people with a lot and a lot of people with a little that love God. And I mean, it's not because they have too much and it's not because they have too little, but it's because they really love God. And I've seen people with hardly nothing and a whole bunch of stuff that don't love God. So it's the love of money. It's the love, like the song said, loving the giving instead of the giver, loving that blessing instead of the blesser, loving that thing that he gave you instead of loving him, loving the gift, the talents that he's given you instead of loving him. It's okay to have riches. It's okay to have honor. It's okay to give honor. It's okay to be a blessing to someone. But we also know there's people out there that are trying to use you and abuse you. But guess what? What are you going to do when God tells you to bless that person that is a user and an abuser? Because for all you know, that might be their last chance to get it right. And God is using you to show them, see, I still love you. I know you all this and that and been doing wrong, but I still love you, and I sent my daughter, my son, over there to bless you. One of the things I saw, well, I still see this lady out there. She works these different corners, begging and stuff like that. And so I used to see her, and, you know, I just used to look at her. And then one day, just out of nowhere, God just told me to go ahead and give her something. And so when I gave it to her, God let me know that was him. And then I was like, well, what about if every time she sees me now, she wants something? And God was just, it just seemed like I heard him say, what about it? Because when I'm blessing her and when I'm giving to her, it's got to be out of the unctioning of the Holy Ghost. It's got to be out of what God told me to do, not just because I see somebody and they're out there with peddling or whatever they're doing. But if he tells me to give and I don't give, it's a sin of omission. It's a sin of disobedience. Psalms 105, 1 through 45 in summation says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord, his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and judgments he uttered. Let's remember, people are always talking about miracle signs and wonders, and those are great things. But let's not be so in love and so focused and so entangled in trying to see the miracle wonders, miracle signs and wonders of God instead of the God of the miracle signs and wonders. That's what this is all about. Wealth, we can have that. We can. We can have it. And some of us don't realize that we've already been millionaires and billionaires in our lifetime with just the stuff that God has already given us. And maybe we weren't good stewards over it, so we can't tell. There's no manifestation of what he's brought in our lives. But that doesn't mean he hasn't done it. And so we have to get back to what the songwriter said. Help me want the healer more than the healing. Help me want the giver more than the giving. Of course, there's other things that she said, but then the part that really keeps getting on my heart and in my heart is, help me want you, Jesus, more than anything. The wealth, the blessing, the peace, the joy unspeakable, just and loving God. Do you know how many times you can look at something and read it? Some movie star or a rich person hurt themselves or did something crazy, and it seemed like they had everything going for them. You know how many times there are people sitting right in the church, sitting right in the pews, sitting right on your job. They're smiling on the outside, but they're crying and tormented on the inside. Some of our sisters, some of our brothers, some of our nieces, some of our nephews, our cousins, our aunts and our uncles, they're putting on a front, but they're really tore up on the inside. We have to ask God to help them to fall so in love with him until he can heal them everywhere they hurt. We need God to heal our finances. We need God to heal our mindsets. We need God to heal our appetites. We need God to heal us in our conversations. We need God to heal us in our hearts. We need God to heal us so much so that when people see us, they see the love of God. Why? Because we love the healer more than the healing. Jehovah Jireh, we love you. Jehovah Nisi, we love you. Jehovah Tekistenu, we love you. Adonai, we love you. We love you, God. And it shows. We enter into your courts with thanksgiving and to your we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. There is a verse that reminds us about the abundance of God. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. That's what God is trying to tell us, that Jesus, because of Jesus, we can have life and that more abundantly. Deuteronomy 14:26 says, and spend the money for whatever you desire, oxen or sheep or wine or strong drink. I said that a little too fast. Strong drink. Whatever your appetite craves, and you shall eat there before the Lord your God and rejoice, and you and your household. So sometimes we're eating, we're drinking, we're satisfying our appetites, but we're forgetting to go before God, rejoicing and thanking him for our household, thanking him for the meat that we just ate, thanking him for the drink that we just drank. We forgot to thank God because somebody don't even have an appetite, whether it's from bulimia or whether it's from anorexia or whatever it is. Some people don't even have, they've got damaged taste buds and things of that stuff, sort. So they could eat and they can't even enjoy the food. They can cook and they can't even smell what they're cooking. And we take being able to eat and drink and taste our food for granted. We have to thank God daily for being able to do those things that seem so trivial. You know, some of us, including me, I mean, when I think about all the breath that I just took in order to say the things that God has had me, how just automatic was it that I expected it until I forgot to thank God for every breath that I have already breathed and every breath that I will be able to breathe? Have I thanked God for the breath that he breathes into my body? Have I thanked God for waking me up this morning? Have I thanked God for traveling mercy? How many people in that Pittsburgh church and the different places where the people have gotten murdered within the synagogues and the temple, how many people, evil of the devil, to come on the inside of the church? There are so many places that we expect to be sacred, our homes and our cars, and there's people driving in their cars and things are happening to them. There's people in their homes, leaving out of their homes, in their homes, upstairs in their homes, just sleeping in their homes, eating in their homes, and things are happening. We have to thank God for being our protector. You know, because the word reminds us that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. All of my brothers and sisters listening on this line, you're wealthy. You're rich. You're rich, as they would say, with a portion of your health and strength. You're rich to be able to hear what's being talked about on today. You're blessed because you had a meal on today. You're blessed because you had a drink on today. You're blessed because you have a digestive system that's functioning. You're blessed because you were able to have children. Some people have had abortion after abortion after abortion after abortion. So it's not that they don't have kids, it's that they had abortions. But there is somebody that would have liked to have just one of those kids. There are so many things that we take for granted. Our seed. Male and female, so much that we take for granted, that we don't teach our sons and our daughters about the royalty that's connected to them. We're not teaching them about the privilege of an education. Not only was it years ago that African Americans could not go to school and get an education, but they were killed if it was known that they could read or they could write. There's other countries still now where minorities aren't allowed to get an education, but we're allowed to get educations at the highest level. I do admit, though, one of the things that we need to learn is we need to learn how to be mentors to those that went to the elite schools and those that went to the schools where they were in eighth grade and maybe they had a book that was third grade level, meaning that there are some schools that don't have the same academic things offered to them. There are some schools you can go to, they got honor classes and all types of things. And so when they test out and different things, students are getting very high scores because of what they've been exposed to. But you can go to some inner city schools and some of the books and things that they have there is nowhere near what they have in some of these other communities. And so yet they're still blessed. even those kids in the inner city, because there's somebody that can't even get that. There's somebody that would love to be able to have a third grade book to read. There's somebody that would just love to be able to read. So the wealth that we have, sometimes it may not be riches, it may not be gold, it may not be currency, but it can be health. It can be joy. It can be peace. It can be family. You know how many people have siblings that were birthed from the same parents, but they can't get along? Do you know how many siblings are so jealous and covetous of each other that they don't know how to celebrate one another? Do you know how many parents don't love their children, but they just have their children for a check or whatever? Do you know how many children don't love their parents for whatever reason? Sometimes it's just plain old demonic, and sometimes because of stuff that has been done in the past or wasn't done. We are wealthy people of God. We're wealthy in the spirit realm. We're wealthy in the natural. You know how many people have been on this earth 70, 80 years and never had a car? And yet you've had many cars. A matter of fact, you may have even had a couple of repossessed. These people have never had a car. Some people have never driven before. And some people, I was thinking about someone that me and my sisters loved dearly, that at one stage in his life when he was learning how to read and write, he was in his 60s. And so many times we don't understand that person may be having you read the paper for them or look up this or that because they don't know how to read. Just because someone has a job and it's successful at their job doesn't mean that they know how to read. But you want to know what it does mean? To me, it means that we as leaders are failing our people if our people that work for us need to be educated in some sort of manner, whether it's in their skill sets or whatever, and we're so busy trying to get results until we're forgetting that the people themselves need to be poured into. So, saints, we're wealthy on today. We're wealthy in knowledge. We're wealthy in clothes and food and drink and transportation. Some people not only have cars and trucks and motorcycles and three-wheelers, they got airplanes and jets and houses and land. Let's be grateful. Let's be thankful. Let's give God all the glory and all the praise for all these true riches that he's given us. It may not be silver, and it may not be gold, but peace of mind, that's priceless. You can't put money on that. No, you can't. Joy, that costs too much. So just one more time, I'm going to play this song, and then once it's over, I'm going to turn the program back over to Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila, because I need us to hear these words.
Linda, I want to tell you, could you raise your hand? Bear me this heartache and change your hand. Now I know any lack of you could take my pain away. But even if it don't, I pray. Help me with the healing, more than the healing. Help me with the Savior, more than the saving. Help me with the tears, more than the tears. Oh, help me with the Jesus, more than anything. You know more than anyone that my flesh is weak. And you know I'd give anything for a remedy. And I'll ask a thousand more times to set me
Minister Sylvia.
Thank you so much. I thank everybody again for joining in on tonight, listening to the program, and listening to the lesson that this awesome woman of God has taught us on tonight. I'm going to ask that the lines be open. So if anyone has anything they would like to say, to please take this opportunity to speak up right now and let the woman of God know how you have blessed her and encouraged her on tonight with her message that she brought forth. Are the lines open?
Yes.
Okay, the lines are open. You all have a chance to speak up now.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. All I have to say is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The word was so true, so awesome, and it's so real. The way the people in the world it is, as we know, just because you have more don't mean the one you that has less is any worse off than you. You can have so much more and be in so much pain, so much agony, so much unknown because of what you got might and can be blocking you from the knowledge of really learning and understanding God. Because you have more, don't mean you so much more. The person that can have less can have more knowledge, more understanding, and to know and to how to carry on and to understand, they can be more at peace because of the word of God that they know. I just want to say thank you, and I thank you, Apostle Alexia Kaiser, that the words are so true. They always want to gimme, 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 but they can't give. I can receive, but I cannot give. I cannot give. I just want to receive, gimme, gimme, gimme. And I want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, because the people of the world don't understand. Time to give a blessing to get a blessing. Don't always want to receive and receive, because that's not the way of the Lord, of God. Because if he was just waiting on what you're going to give me, give me, give me, I don't think none of us will really understand the way of life. Back into your hand.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for your words of encouragement. Do anyone else have anything to say at this time for the woman of God to encourage her? Okay, it don't seem like anyone has anything to say, but I would like to just let you all know to just keep Apostle Elect in your prayers, because next month is her birthday, so we will be celebrating the month of October, the last couple of weeks of October, and the whole month of November to celebrate her birthday, because she gets a whole 30-some-plus days to celebrate this year, because this year, Apostle Elect have been doing a lot of things far as with this ministry, with her family, and with school. So we just want to hold her up. We want to encourage her, and we want to let her know that we see her, that we see the things that she's doing. We see the things that she have done. We understand. We stand with her. We stand by her, and we're going to go before God for her. So I'm just asking you all to just help me with encouraging Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser at this time, because this is her season that God is going to show up in her life to move some obstacles out the way and to take care of her. So I'm going to ask one more time before we let go. Do anyone have anything they would like to say to the woman of God before we go? Okay, well, Apostle Elect, would you pray us out on tonight? And thank you again for this, speaking for the fifth Monday. Thank you so much.
Amen. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Father, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you, God, for your love. We thank you for your yoke-destroying anointing. God, we thank you for your favor that goes before us and remains until we arrive, and then even remains until we return. We thank you for your favor in our homes, favor with our loved ones, favor on our jobs, favor with our instructors, favor with our bosses, favor with our colleagues, favor with our subordinates. God, we thank you for your favor. We thank you for your unconditional love. God, we thank you that we know that we're blessed in the city and we're blessed in the field. We thank you that the manifestation of being the head and not the tail is not only around the corner, but it's here. It's here right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the houses. We thank you for the land. We thank you for the things that you've given us to not only be a blessed people, but to be a blessing. We thank you for the peace that you've given us that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for the joy that you've given us, God, the joy unspeakable. God, we thank you that when we speak a thing, that it shall be. Teach us to speak those things that be not as though they were, according to your will and according to your word. God, the word of God says that your thoughts and your ways are higher than our thoughts and our ways. God, we ask you to help us to line up with your thoughts and your ways. We thank you for all that you're doing, that Apostle Sandra Thomas is not only healed, whole, and blessed, but God, that she's speaking to the nations and that the nations are being set free and that she's lifting up Jesus so that he could draw all men unto him. We thank you for all of the healing testimonies that we're going to have from Minister Sheila, for all of the things that she's going through, God, that you're going to cause her to be such a testimony of your being the healer, because she loves you, the healer, and not just the healer. God, we thank you for all that you're doing in Minister Sylvia's life, God, that she's going to be so blessed, not in just the home that you're opening up the door for her, God, but that she will know when and how to open up the doors to her home, to who, and not only that, God, but how to be a blessing for someone to have a place to lay their head, whether it's her son or whoever it is, God, that it's more than a house that's in a building, God, but it's a house that's in her heart and in her mind and everything, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for her son, how he's graduating and how he's going to go on to do great things for you, God, for your glory. We thank you for Minister Brandon and his wife, God, how you're going to draw them closer and nigher to you, God, and that they will do great things for you, God. Help them to be not only givers of their time and stuff in the church, God, but teach them how to be those people that will be well known amongst their families on both sides, God, about those that are love and examples of love. God, we thank you for Minister Sheila's children, Pinky and T and Juan, and how their children are going to be saved and how their children are going to be Holy Ghost filled in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to obliterate and annihilate anything that will try to cause our children and our children's children to turn their back on God. God, turn us back to you. Turn us back to our first love, which is you. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Have your way. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you all again for tuning in on this exciting fifth Monday. Tonight was such an awesome night. I just thank God for tonight and for the fact that we got a chance to hear from our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia. I would like to say we are going to be here next Monday, the first Monday of the month, which will be Dr. Serena Wright's Monday. We will be here from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget we're here every Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Friday, Elder Kathy Kendall was not able to do her Facebook Live, her portion. She did put on Facebook she will be back this Friday. So we are looking forward to listening to our very own Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals. Don't forget every Sunday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard, I'm sorry, Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser, with Let's Talk. And whatever you do, don't forget to hold this ministry up in prayer and ask God to bring forth every minister that has been assigned to this ministry. We're looking forward to the next couple of months of the ending of 2018, and we're looking for an exciting start off with the year 2019. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We love you with the love of the Lord, and it's nothing you can do about it. You can't change it. You can't twist it. You can't fold it, and you sure cannot cover it up. Because we love you so much, we are going to ask you to just join in with us of our prayer all week long, and to be back Friday where you will get to heal Elder Kathy Kendall and start the week off Sunday with Apostle-elect and come back Monday night so that you can join the Monday nights with myself and Minister Sheila Kaiser. So I just want to say good night. Amen. Amen.